And now we have the next question on this examination. And you're elected. It says, what is the source of sunlight? What is it?
The sun.
That's right. Now, why does that question appear? Actually, I shouldn't really even get that one close to a tape because we normally spring that on people. We get some of the darndest answers. We get the explosions of photons, concepts, or God, or almost anything but the sun. Here we have inherently the definition of communication itself, which is source point to effect point. When we say source, we mean the point from which emanation of impulse or particle takes place. We don't mean the cause of the source of the cause of the source of the cause of the source back to the end of nowhere. You find somebody who's having a little bit of a rough time with his case will always have a rough time with that question. He tries to go backwards from the sunlight, all right, source of sunlight. Well, let's see now. Who created the sun? That wouldn't quite be. It is probably a formation of particles which bundle up into a radioactive emanation. No, let's see now. You know, back in time. This person in life, with the slightest excuse, does a dive back on the time track and winds up way back. Quiet. He's looking for prior cause. Well, cause to him, it always means prior cause. Every time you say cause, he translates it to prior cause. You just go back on the time track. When we say source point or cause and the definition of communication, we simply mean that point from which this particular particle is emanating to make that little trip across that space to arrive at the effect point. Now, we're not even interested whether it be the center of the sun or the surface of the sun or anything else. It's just the sun, that's all. That's what's emanating. And you'll find that this is your preclear. He's sitting there somewhere on a cause and effect line. Cause and effect, cause, distance, effect, cause, distance, effect, cause, distance, effect, cause, distance, effect, all put together make a communication system, you see. We take the Western Union communication system apart. We find out that there is a person who comes into the office who writes a message, which message, handwritten, is put in front of the teletype operator, who then teletypes it off. No, I beg your pardon, goes to the cashier. And then goes to the teletype operator, and then goes into a relay system, which goes into another relay system, which goes into another relay system, which goes into another relay system, which finally gets to a teletype relay writer, and the message actually appears somewhere in the line before, usually on a long distance, before it actually gets to the destination. But we'll just say it got to the final teletype writer, and it appeared there, and then it's handed out to the filing clerk and the address clerk, and it goes and eventually gets to the center. Now, what's the cause-effect points of this communication line? Well, the simplicity is brother, there are just tons of cause points, each one of which going to the next immediate effect point. Now, we can look at the whole thing as a whole, say simply, well, somebody wanted to send a message to San Francisco, so he wired it, and it was received. Well, now we're talking about the customer who sent it and the customer who received it. That's that. We're talking about the electronics of the system itself. We are talking about maybe teletypewriter to teletypewriter. If we're still talking about human beings, it's probably from clerk to clerk, on through the line. You see all the C to E points we could get here, each one with distance in them? Well, when an individual has a difficulty, and the moment when he picks up a communication lag, this is exactly what he's run into. A terrific number of C to E to C to E to C to E, C to E, C to E, C to E, all balled up together, see? So he can't find where the C is and where an E is. And he doesn't select out of it where a C is and an E is. He simply says, blank. Ball up, communication lag. Now, at the moment when he gives you an answer, he has finally found a C point and an E point. When he's finally selected out a C point and an E point, then he's on his road, and as you audit him, he gets more and more up the line toward taking C and E points on his own consideration. Because in the final analysis, what made the C point and what made the E point? You had to have an observer, you might say. You had to have somebody to do the consideration of what was the cause and effect point. You take somebody who is shot on a battlefield, he might say, the German troops have killed me. Or the German nation have killed me, or Hitler finally got to me, or anything like that. This is his consideration of the matter. You take it on the shortest run, though, you'll discover that it was the bullet which came out of the gun which hit him. And that is the shortest line. But we can even go around and get very particular about that source point. You'll find out that somebody having trouble with communication lags is just doing that. He's hunting around these cause points, you know, source points. And you ask him, what is the source of sunlight? And he says, gah. See, he's gotten so that he can't even look at a line that comes as directly as the sun. Well, that's the anatomy of the communication lag. And that's a little tripper question that throws an individual who is having real communication trouble into a complete spin.